Sweetest friends, this year should be a special for Rabbi Nirmi Rasi Sheyichyu, Linishmas, Reb Shmuel Pinchas, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi, Rabbi Zanzi Shem, Rabbi Yosef, Chana Bar Tzvi Yonah, Rabbi Zata Chana Bar Tzvi Meir Zev, Schus, Moshe Ben Pechadina, Shein Chana Bar Malka, Linishmas, Harav David Ben Shmuel, in Parashas Mishpatim, Chapter 23, verse 5, it says that Ki tzirei chamor sonacha robeitz tachas mo v'chaz maso v'chazalta me'azlo azov tazov imo. When you see the donkey of the one you hate collapsing under his burden and you stop helping him, no, you should surely help him. Targum says, mishpok tishpok ma deblibo chaloi. You have to leave what's in your heart about him. If you feel hatred, you have to abandon the hatred and help him. V'tifreikime. And you have to help him unload the donkey. And so it's the Targum Yonason. So Mistama, this is Pshuto Shel Mikra. V'chadalta me'azov imo, their learning means, you stop from helping him, means stop hating him. Stop, chadalta, stop, the hatred is me'azov imo that's stopping you from helping him unload the donkey. Bayin Barambam, Meperek, but we have to understand what's pshat here. Is that really true? A nice mussar vort that you should not just help him, you should remove the hatred from your heart. But if you don't remove the hatred from your heart, you're not chayiv in the mitzvah? Of course you're chayiv. So manyan asaras is sin alikra mitzvah prika. The pasuk talks about the mitzvah prika. Help him unload the donkey. What does sin have to do with it? So that's what we'd like to understand. We're going to go in the derech of Mori V'Rabbi, Argon HaGadol, Rav David Yitzchak Man Zitzal. We're going to see in a flow of Simir Tzashem, Yitaris Hashem, to understand this inyan of leaving the sin in your heart. The Pasuk says in Parashas Yisro 18:20, V'zahar Tzashem V'sachukim V'sataros V'datlam V'saderech Yechub V'samas Asher Yasun. It's a Pasuk, and the Gemara Darshan is the Pasuk as follows. That Vehodata is referring to what? Beis Zeh Beis Chayim. Es Haderech Zug Milos Chasadim. Yerchu Zeh Pikucholam. Bo Zeh Kvur. Es Hamaseh Zeh Adin. Shir Yasun Zu Lefnim Mishir Es Adin. That's Bava Kamet Zadi Tes. So Vidarshan, this pasuk is telling us you have to Chesed, Pikucholam, Kvura. Din, Lefnim Mishir Es Adin. The Gemara Bava Metzia on 30b asks, why does it have to say Bikur Cholim and Kvur? Already said Gemilas Chasadim. The Gemara answers that it has to do Bikur Cholim, even if it means that you're a Ben Gilo, you have the same Mazel, and you're going to take 1/60th of his illness. You still do Bikur Cholim. And it tells you have to do Kvur Sameis, even if it's Zaka and Veinu Lefi Chavodo, it's not fitting with your honor. But so we have to understand. Lama Likra Lachi, what do you need a Pasuk for this for? Why is money, things that cost you, you still do chesed? You still do achnasis orachim? You still do things, even though it might cost you, you're still helping your friend? You're still giving him a meal? You're still giving him tzedakah? So, if that's true, and we understand that's including Gemilas Chasadim, then why is one's health and one's honor not included? That we need a special chiddush that even if it's at the expense of your health and your honor, you still have to do the chesed. Ma pitom? Why do we need a special chiddush for kvodim briyuso, maishlamim imono? So it appears apparently as follows, that what's pshat, the lashon of Gemilas Chasadim, we always say, what is this gemul? Gemul is lashon hashava, gemul is lashon hachazara. That's the lashon of gemul, to return. Not only somebody did a chesed with you, do you have to do a chesed for him? But you have to do a chesed for every person. So why is it called gemilus chesedim? Not only repaying chesed, you have to do chesed for everybody. So you can say, based on what it says in the brachas 58a, that Ben Zoma, saw all these people when he was standing on Har Abayis. And he said, blessed is God who created all these people to serve me. Look at how much Adam Rishon had to toil before he found some food. And I find all of these prepared before me. How much toil Adam had to toil until he found clothing to wear. And I find all of these before me, Baruch Hashem. We have so much, all these people in the world. And you know, I put on a white shirt in the morning and I saw, made in Bangladesh. I say, thank you. Thank you, Miss Bangladesh, sitting in some factory there in Bangladesh, probably not making very much money, and making me a shirt. Thank you. You have a roll of bread in the morning. Oh, thank you for the lachmania. Thank you, Angel's Bakery and the people who work in Angel's Bakery. So you see that a man's life is filled with chesed. Olam chesed yibana, it says in Tehillim. The Bartanur and Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Beis, brings this pasuk. And when it says that the world stands on three things, Torah, Vodik, Milz, Chesed, and Olam Chesed Yibana, the whole world is filled with Chesed. So it emerges according to this that everybody's surrounded by Chesed. B'chol Metzius Chayev. U'memele she'achein asiyas Chesed l'mishu chelek me'olam osim o Chesed. G'mul v'ashavas Chesed havei. It's true. When you're doing Chesed for somebody, you're returning it. Because the whole world surrounds you with Chesed, so you pay it back. Or you pay it forward. They're giving you, and you're giving it not forward, really giving it back. It's an expression, pay it forward. Somebody does you a chesed, give it to the next guy. But really everybody's doing something for you on some level. It's that way society works. And that's the Gemara says that a good guest says, look at what all the things the Baal HaBayis did for me. And a bad guest says, no, he only did it for his family. A good guest sees everything as chesed, even if he's paying, even in a hotel. And a bad guest doesn't. Doesn't see chesed at all. He says, oh, I'm paying for this. I deserve it. No. It's chesed. So according to this, it would appear that that's the number of the pasuk as derech shel yelchuba. I mean, ha derech. It's called darko shel adam ba'olamo. It's ha derech. It's not talking about mitzad chiyuv mitzvah stam. It's talking about the mitzius hachayim. That it should be in the right way. It talks about din. It talks about lefnim mishuras hadin. As haderech, this is the way to go in life. Because the world stands on three things. One of them is din. This is the way you have to live your life. Avos, Perek Aleph, Nidches. We understand Rashi and Bava Kama. That it says, Beis Chayim is Talmud Torah. Of Metzia Rashi says umnus. So first of all, it's a stira. Is it a craft or is it Talmud Torah? Besides that, you have a kasha and Rashi and Bava Kama, like Rashi has in Bava Metzia, that already says Torah and Chukos, so it can't be talking about Talmud Torah. So it's clear that the nidon is in the machlokas in the end of kedushin, if a person has to teach his child a craft or not. The Rebbe Meir, or no? Meniachanei kol minei shabbat olam, only Torah. It's chayin this world and the next world. That's what it says. Derech hashel yelchu al etzim etzius hachayim anachonim. This is the way to go. So davar rishon yid parnasa. Otherwise, there's no life to talk about. That's Rebbe Meir. That's umnas. You have to learn a craft. But that's Rebbe Noray. That's Torah. It gives you life in this world and the next world. So therefore, it's a different thing than we Torah at the beginning of the pasuk. Torah at the beginning of the pasuk is talking about Torah mitzad chiyuv mitzvus. They chayv in Talmud Torah, but Adam is a Torahs. But at the end, es haderech. This is the way to go in life. Not mitzad the mitzvah. Mitzad that you should have life in this world. This is the derech nechon in life. Is it Torah or is it parnasa? So those are the two Rashi's, and that's the machlokas at the end of kedushin. What is life? Is it in order to sustain yourself in this world? You need just Torah, or you need a numnus? But either way you look at it, that's the derech of life. So now the Nigamilos Chasadim Gamken, the Nidon is not mitzad the mitzvah. But the Nidon is mitzad the etzem mitzias hachaim. Mitzad sheken mitchayev me'etzem mitzit hachaim. That's what life demands of you. That you have to return chasadim. Mela kol mishu bebriya, you have to do chesed. People are doing chesed for you, you have to give it back. Azeh olam omed. And therefore you would think that's all biyachas l'mamona. Mamona hainu shimushim. Azeh havalei ha'shavai neged ha'shimushim shekiba. You got benefits, and now you're paying it back. But your health, that you got from God. So you don't have to pay anybody for that. And covered, you got the honor, dignity, because of your own toil. You don't have to give it back. You don't have to sacrifice your health or your covered. Zaken v'enel fi chavoda by kvura and bikur cholim by a sick person. Usually bikur cholim are the sick people. But bikur cholim, when it's you're gonna take part of the illness. Sa'akadaitach, I would think that there's no hashava. Guy's not chayiv. So the pasuk says, no. But because the other chasadim you got, you also have to forego your covet and your health. And that's a chiddush. Not just your money, but your covet and your health. So we can say, according to this, that it says in the Gemara, Yalfusa and Lefnim Mishur HaSadin, is also shaykh to the Iker Nidon of the Pasuk. Talking about returning chesed, giving it back, paying it back. It's a person, if he lives his life with a feeling that the whole Bria is doing chesed for him. Memela ain makom laman al adin. Dafko lahakbid bezishlo levati b'mashu lechavero. Shri margashu is chavero kosi mo chesed. So Memela, you're going to go lefnei mashur sadin. He does chesed for me, I need to do chesed back. You're not going to be makbid. And with this we can answer Tosis Kashin, but Metzia. It says lochorvi yushlaim el shemid v'vrem al din Torah. That Yushlaim was destroyed because they were makbid. To go lefnei adin. So, and Yuma, it says in Yudam at Beis that it was created, it was destroyed because of sin of Shechina. So Tosis answers, Havahat Garama, it's both. It's that they were Mamed Devarim with Divrei Torah and also sin of Shechina. Based on what we said, maybe that's Taka Tosis, what Tosis means in their Teretz, that if they would go with Fnim Ashir Sadin, they would live constantly with this Hargosha of Kabbalah's Chesed, and there'd be no sin of Shechina. But they go al din. They want the strict letter of the law. Strict letter of the law is sinas chinam. Havaha. It's really the same thing, same root. So therefore the pasuk says, no, go lefnei mashur hasadin. Now we understand the targum unkelus, targum yainison. Because what's the sort of the mitzvah of prika? It's chesed, helping him unload his donkey. Al zeh ne'amar beguf geder ha-mitzvah, shein zeh chiyuv asiya v'netinat chesed. Not just you're doing a kindness for somebody, you're repaying. Because that's the way the world is. Everybody has some profession. He's a doctor, he's an accountant, he's a taxi driver. They're all helping us, we help back. Everyone has to do their part, do their fair share. V'kayem et zeh b'da'ato lefnei asiyatot ma'aseh ha'mitzvah. And you also have to think about it before you do the mitzvah. And therefore you have this soneh, you have to think before, and what benefit do I get from him? And remember, you're going to move the sinner from your heart. Say, oh, he's an electrician. Wow, what life would be like without electricity. It would be terrible. We are so addicted to electricity, it's not even shaykh. Think he's an electrician, so why do I hate him? You have to remove the sinner. If you have sin, you don't understand that you're getting from him. Then the prika isn't asiya, isn't like gemilus chesed, it's asiyas chesed. And we were commanded to do gemilus chesed. That's the proper chesed. Torah always talks about gemilus chesed. Es haderech zu gemilus chesedim. That's the way to go in life. Gemilus chesed. You're repaying it. But the only way you're going to feel you're paying it is if you realize how much you benefit from him. If you still have sin, you obviously don't appreciate what he's done for you. There's a famous Yerushalmi in Adarim, Perek Tes Halacha Dalet Lo Sikam Velo Sitor As Bnei Amecha. What happens if you accidentally, with one hand, you accidentally cut your other hand? Your left hand accidentally cuts your right hand. You're going to take the knife, and the right hand's going to get the left hand back. Roll one. In other words, it's saying that you have to see that your friend is kiyado. Why is he kiyado? Because he does good for you. So don't take revenge against him. Don't hate him. And that's really the yisod of this pasuk, according to the Targumim. Abandon the hatred in your heart. Be a gomel chesed. See that he does for you, and therefore you want to do back for him. Be a gomel chesed. Don't just be an oseh chesed. Be a gomel. Return his chesed. Advarim niflay mamish baruch Hashem. So we should be zochet to live that way in this derech. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom. Shalom. See you next time.